It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? You could do that with any word. Any word. Now, sure. Fun to play with words, isn't it? I like to. Have something I want to take to the kitchen right away to show you. Come along. Something I think will be very interesting for you. Please won't you be my neighbor? This is where I find my paper. What do you think these are? These are two pencils. Look here. Look down here. Pencils don't have any points on them. These pencils are not sharpened. But this is a pencil sharpener. I'm going to show it to you. First of all, listen to how it sounds. Take this cover off. In here, where the wood and the graphite go when you sharpen pencils, but I wanted to show you the inside of it. See that? This is the place where the pencil goes, in here. And these are the little sharpeners. These are little razors that go around and around. And what they do is take the wood off around here. So it makes a point. I'll just do it. I'll leave this cover off so you can see it as it goes on. See that? It's shaving the wood off. Make a point on the pencil. There. See? It used to look like this. When it was sharpened, it looks like this. Has a point on it, and it is sharp. Yeah. And just like any other sharp thing, it can hurt. So you just be careful of it. I'm going to write pencil, the word pencil, on this paper. Dot on the I. L. See? P-E-N-C-I-L. Pencil. Mm-hmm. Look at these shavings here. Just like sawdust. Wood and graphite together. Then dance over and cover that word pencil. The reason I have this sharpener is that Bob Trow asked me to bring a pencil sharpener over to him today. He wanted to show us something about one. He's always interested in helping us to understand things, show us how things work. Shall we take it to Bob Trow's workshop? birthday. Come back to that later. We'll see you all later, fish. Pencil sharpener. A sharpener of pencil. Come along to Bob Trow's workshop. Hi, Bob.
There you are, friend.
Last time I saw you, you were wallpapering at the McFeely's kitchen.
That was a big job, wasn't it?
Sure was. What are you doing here?
Oh, I'm making a little tool holder, Fred. I have so many screwdrivers, and that can just fit right in that groove, and I'll mount it on the wall.
Very nice. That's good. Here's the pencil sharpener I brought.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is not what I wanted to show you. I'm just working on that.
What do you want this for? Looks like an ordinary pulley.
That's a pulley. Now, I've been watching down the street. There's a big construction job. They're making a building down there. I've been watching the men. They're using equipment like this. I just thought it would be kind of interesting to experiment with it and see how it works.
You're always trying things out.
Well, that's how you learn, Fred.
These things are called pulleys, I guess because you pull on them. Pull on the ropes and... Well, we'll see.
Right. Now, feel how heavy that cement block is.
Oh, boy, it is heavy.
Isn't that heavy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you...
I couldn't get it much higher than that.
No, not without hurting yourself, so be careful. Now, you put that rope through that pulley up there.
Okay.
Take as much as you need. And that's it. Now, take the end down here. And tie it on the cement block. You have enough?
Yes.
Okay. There. Now.
Pull it up?
Now just try to pull that up. Get the pulley straight. That's it.
Well, it doesn't feel any lighter.
No, it's not lighter. See, you don't have to bend over and lift up that block and lift this up on something.
You can get it higher.
Yeah? It doesn't lessen the work, but it makes it a little easier to get up there. Right?
Yeah. Well, that's plenty heavy.
Sure it is. Okay. And that's just with the pulley.
What about this one?
That's the block and tackle. I get another little piece of rope here.
This will make it seem lighter, I bet.
That is correct. It will be lighter. Do the same thing here. Now, we'll just hook this on there. Good. Let her down a little bit. Okay, now, take it away.
Oh, that seems a lot lighter. But still the same weight.
Same weight. But it makes it a lot easier, doesn't it?
But look
it?
How many times I have to pull it.
Right.
To get it up like...
See, there are three pulleys, and that's the trick. The pulleys and the ropes.
I want to do it once more.
Okay.
Yeah, this reminds me of a time that my dad used one of these. And you know, I think he used it so that I could help him.
Sure.
You see, I was able to do it. When I was a little boy, I was able to pull something very heavy just because he put a pulley on it.
I'll tell you where they use these, and you may have seen it too. Your dad may have used it for that.
What?
It's to take a motor out of a car. Sometimes they use a block and tackle.
No, that's not what he used it for.
Wasn't it?
I'm trying to remember now what it was. Mm. All I remember is how good I felt when I was able to make the thing move, you know, when I couldn't pick it up at all myself.
Sure.
Well, this doesn't have anything to do with pencil sharpener.
Ah, that's another thing. Come on over here, and I'll show you that. Now, here we are. Pencil sharpener, right? I'll just take this off.
Uh-huh. It's one of those vacuum things at the
bottom. Oh, I see. Okay. Let's just fasten that down first. Get a piece of string here. I'll tie a little knot on the end of it. There. I will slip that knot over there. Okay?
Okay, for what?
Well, I'll show you. Now, at the other end, you notice that this is like a very, very small rope, right?
Mm-hmm.
String. Okay. But it can do the same thing. Now, I'll just tie this screwdriver on here.
I'm going to weight it down with the screwdriver, say?
Mm-hmm. There we go. I'm going to drop that right down onto the floor like that. Now, Fred.
Now what?
Wind it up. I'll hold my finger here so the string doesn't come off.
Hey, that's really nice.
And they use these on boats, too, at docks.
Pencil sharpener.
No, this is called a winch. Well, we're using it as a winch.
Okay? Up it is. Let me let it down again.
Okay, you lower away.
Wait a minute, is that the right way?
Whoops.
Very good.
That's how they get supplies on the boats.
Yeah, don't get your finger in there.
No. I'm just keeping the rope on. You have to be careful.
Yeah, well, it comes off the end there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's nothing to do with a pencil sharpener except to show.
Yeah, just to show you how it winds up.
Yeah, that's great.
I thought you might be interested in that.
I'm interested in that. What'd you call it? A witch?
Winch.
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 Winch. Sounds like a witch.
Almost. That's how you can remember that word.
Winch.
Winch.
Pull it, and up it comes.
And lower it the same way.
I'll ask you about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it always interested me that something rough like sandpaper could help a piece of wood get to be smooth.
Oh, it really can. Now see how rough, let's see. This is very rough right here.
Yep.
Feel how rough that is?
Mm-hmm.
Now you just sand that a wee little bit, and I'll hold it.
Yeah, that's a lot smoother. Something rough.
Twice as smooth.
Making something smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for showing us these.
Pleasure, Pulleys, come over, Fred.
Winch. Yeah, have a good day. Goodbye, Bob.
So long, Fred.
Winch. You know, I think one of the reasons I like Bob Trowe so much is that he's a little like my father. My father used to explain things like that to me. Yeah. Let's have some make-believe. Lady Elaine Fairchild. I guess the neighborhood is still switched around. I guess her museum would be right over there. Let's pretend that King Friday and Handyman Negri are thinking up some way to help people find their way to the castle, okay? Maybe it could have something to do with a winch, all right? And Lady Elaine is still here selling her maps, but nobody wants to buy them. The neighborhood of make-believe.
Maps here. Maps of the neighborhood. Two for the price of one. Once in a lifetime. Two for one. Maps here. Oh, well, if it isn't our Eiffel Tower friend. How about a map, grand-père?
Je ne désire pas une carte. Une carte, jamais.
No carts here, grand-père. Just maps.
Je trouverai la tour sans votre carte. I do not need your map.
Well, he didn't sound his usual pleasant self. Maps here. Hey, Negri. Negri.
Yes?
What you got there, Negri?
Oh, King Friday had me make this, Lady Elaine, but I'm not allowed to talk with anyone about it until it's finished.
Some kind of toy for Prince Tuesday, huh?
I can't talk anymore, Lady Elaine. Goodbye.
Oh, say, you'll need a map to get to the castle. Maybe not. Well, I wonder what Friday's up to there.
Pilot Ito, I've never seen ribbon like this before. It's rough, like sandpaper. Feel it.
I see what you mean. What do you suppose King Friday wants you to do with it?
I don't know. Are you flying the royal plane today?
Oh, yes. I'm on a very important mission today.
What?
To fly over the neighborhood and report on the switch from up there.
Things should look quite different.
I'm sure. I'll report on my findings.
Okay. Bye-bye, Pilot Ito. Fly high.
Roger. And out.
Oh, hi, Lady Evelyn.
Hi, Handyman.
I see you have a piece of corny sandpaper ribbon.
Yes. What's that machine? With a bell. What is it?
Well, King Friday will explain it to us.
Oh. Handyman Negri, Lady Evelyn, I presume.
Correct
as always, King Friday. Yes.
You two are going to participate in a most important experiment. I have thought of a way to help some of our lost neighbors.
I'll do my best, Uncle Friday.
Yes, sir.
I knew I could count on you. Now, Handyman.
Yes.
Put the winch right down here.
Right there, sir.
Lady Aberlin, please take the end of that ribbon on the winch. The end of it. That's it. Now, it is your job to walk throughout the entire neighborhood with the rest of this ribbon and stop at each neighbor's house.
What do I do there?
Just attach some of the ribbon to each house. I've already put a ring there to hold it.
Oh, I see. This will connect people to the castle.
That's it, Lady Evelyn. If someone wants to come here, they'll just pull on the ribbon and the bell will ring on the winch.
What a good idea.
And I'll turn the handle to bring them back in, and they'll be able to hear the bell all the way.
If this one works, then Corny will make enough sandpaper ribbons for everyone to use.
Wonderful. All right, I'm on my way.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Very good. Right. Very good. See it go in.
Yeah, take it out there. Okay, Lady
Everett. It's going to be excellent. Yes, I do. I'm going in to get my telecommunication system for Pilot Ito.
Yes, sir.
Hello? Pilot Ito, come in, please.
Calling King Friday. I am now over the neighborhood. What a change. I can see Lady Abilene unrolling that ribbon. She's at the platypus mound now.
Thank you, Pilot Ito. Keep us posted on further development.
I will, King Friday.
Oh, hi, Lady Abilene.
Hi, Elsie Jean.
What's this?
This is a ribbon that is attached to a winch at the castle. So, if you're confused, as we all you need to do is follow this ribbon, and Handyman Negri will guide you.
Oh, thank you, Lady Abilene, but I don't think that's going to help our Anna.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, ever since Lady Elaine moved us all around, Anna's just been crying all day. Dr. Bill's down there with her now.
Oh, things are very strange now, aren't they?
I just hope Lady Elaine puts everything back, and soon.
Well, we're working on it, Elsie Jean.
All right.
Wait just a little minute there. What's that stuff you've got?
Sandpaper ribbon. I'm connecting you to the castle.
Connecting me to the castle? I don't need connections like that. Now, I want you to stop this foolishness.
Where's the castle? I can't find the castle.
Oh, Edgar, we've been looking for you.
I was shopping in Westwood. What's happened to this neighborhood? It doesn't look as it should.
Just a little arranging, Cookie. When you were gone. You'll need a map now to get to the castle.
No, he won't, Lady Elaine. All you have to do is follow the sound of the bell, Edgar, because this ribbon is connected to a winch at the castle. Listen.
Oh, no more will I roam. Now I'm going home. I'll find it by listening. Oh, listen to the bell, listen to the bell, listen.
And I will find it by following the sandpaper ribbon. Farewell, Lady Elaine.
I still think that a map would be better. What What about these people thinking up ways to get there themselves? What about it?
I didn't think we were going to get to see it work that soon. Isn't it terrific?
Oh, Edgar.
Oh, Edgar,
Edgar.
And I got here.
Welcome home, Edgar. Welcome home. It's so good to see you.
Oh, thank you, thank you. How confusing it all is.
Let's call King Friday and tell him the good
yes.
news.
Oh, yes. Uncle Friday.
King Friday.
King Friday,
King Friday,
King Friday,
sir.
Uncle Friday. King Friday. Assembled guests, oh, Edgar, you're home. Queen Sarah will be so happy to know you're safe.
Thanks to the bell on your winch, Uncle Friday.
I listened and I walked to the sound of the bell. Oh, excellent.
And I followed the ribbon.
Oh, good. Well, now, Handyman Negri,
yes, sir?
Order more ribbons for everyone, and we'll keep the bell going. Oh, it's excellent.
Right away, sir.
Let's all go into the castle for some refreshments. We'll deal with that Fairchild again tomorrow. Don't you see this silly wallpaper, Edgar? Yes. Well, I'll tell you what happened. It all started with that Lady Elaine Fairchild and her boomerang. She rearranged everything in this neighborhood just the way she wanted it. To make things look a little more exciting, she said. She moved my castle where the platypus mound was, and X's tree where Daniel used to live, and she put Daniel's clock in a new place with Corny's factory right beside Grandpere's tower, which is now situated in front of the museum. And do you think Fairchild would have the courtesy to inform me or anybody else about her redecorating schemes? Can you imagine how we felt when we discovered this ghastly sight? What's going on in here? What is this foolishness here? What is this foolishness? This foolishness here? Fairchild, what is going on out here with paper all over my castle? Why, this is absolutely ridiculous. Simply ridiculous. Fairchild, I don't like it.
I don't like it at all.
A friend wouldn't put my clock in a different place.
I'm looking for Grandpere, and against Annabelle, and I'm in his Eiffel Tower's gone, and against Annabelle, and Corny's factory, it disappeared.
I can't find Corny's factory, and I have this delivery of nails for him.
You see, everyone has been in a state of confusion, not knowing which way to go. And just how do you think Fairchild solved this problem?
Maps for sale. Maps for sale. It's worth the cost not to get lost. Get your information and maps.
So as you can see, Edgar, the past few days have been very difficult for us all. Now come in, if you will, and let's get ready for tomorrow. Oh, I can see why you've been so upset. I can see.
So the king's winch really did work. Mm-hmm. It was fun to see Lady Aberlin going around like that, wasn't it? See, people can listen and feel at the same time. They can look and feel at the same time. It's good to look carefully, listen carefully. There's a lot that you can find carefully. Look and listen. You will look carefully, listen carefully. There's a lot that you can learn carefully. Look, look, and listen. Some things you see are confusing. Some things you hear are strange. But if you ask someone to explain one or two, you'll begin to notice a change in you. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, that's a way to keep on growing. Carefully look, 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 and listen. I think tomorrow we should pretend that Lady Elaine puts things back the way they were. Yeah, sometimes it's fun to have a change for a while, but sometimes it's also fun to have the old familiar things. Yeah, it's about time for me to go. Take this with me. Oh, Fish, you need a little something, don't you, here? There you are. I'll be back tomorrow to do more things, think about more things, be together. Gives me a good feeling to know that. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day. You know how. By just your being yourself. I like you as a person. That's right. Just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.